Dialing 8th and Walton. Conference call. Please wait while others join.
You're dialed in to the conference call, brought to you by 8th and Walton. The 8th and Walton Conference Call is a podcast for retailers, suppliers, and industry leaders to keep you up to date on what's going on in your industry. From what's happening around the world to what's happening across the street, this is one call with an agenda tailored specifically for you. Your call is starting, and now your host, Jared Davis.
Welcome to the 8th and Walton Conference Call. Jared Davis here with you again. My favorite time of the week. Love just visiting with you. And you know I'm not in the studio right now. Em always hates it when I don't start the show in the studio. But you read the description, and I know why you clicked on this podcast. It's because we are talking about Walmart's open call. This is very exciting. So I'm not going to waste any time. I'm over here on the education side of the house, and I'm talking with one of my favorite people, Mr. Chris Kerner. Chris, I'm glad you're back on the show.
Jared, thank you for having me. It's fun to be here.
So when I found out this is what we were going to be talking about, I went online. This is a big deal. This is the fourth year Walmart is doing this. So tell me a little bit about this for the suppliers out there or the potential Walmart suppliers that may want to get involved.
Jared, it is a big deal. Walmart announced this first in the year 2014. They came out with an initiative where they were going to purchase an additional $250 billion worth of U.S.-made product over 10 years. And as you can imagine, they were widely celebrated for a decision like that.
And I know the reason we're talking about this today is we want to give people time to prepare. This is coming up June 28th, Wednesday, June 28th. It's going to be held at the Walmart corporate office here in Bentonville, Arkansas. What can you tell us about the timing of this year's event?
So it is, as you mentioned, it's at the end of June. The announcements for the appointments will be going out at the end of May, and people are very excited about it. When they launched the campaign in 2014, they brought in this Made in the USA Summit. So as you said, it's the fourth year they're doing this.
Chris, what happens at one of these? If I'm out there and I'm a supplier or a would-be supplier, and I think that I really want to attend, what can I expect when I come to the big open casting call?
So it's a great opportunity for these suppliers. You can expect to have an opportunity to meet with one of the buyers. And the great thing is, you know, as you think about the suppliers and the opportunity this provides, it's an amazing thing. I've talked to many suppliers over the last couple of weeks who are gearing up for this process. And there are several common denominators from the suppliers that I'm talking to. One is appreciation. They are really so thankful for the opportunity, and they're so thankful that Walmart is driving this or showing leadership in this area in the Made in the USA. Another common denominator is their excitement. They're so excited because they so believe in their product. And that's the third thing we're seeing is that confidence. They have confidence in their product. They have pride in what they do, and they love that they have this chance to do it. The fourth thing we're seeing is that is a common denominator from these suppliers is they need some counsel and they need some confidence. They want to know what Walmart buyers are looking for. They want to know what insights they need. They want to know how to put together a compelling case for that buyer. They would love to walk into that meeting with the same confidence in their presentation as they have in their product, and we can help them do that.
We were talking last week with Melissa Shy from the education side, and one of the themes was, "Ooh, I landed the Walmart account. Now what?" Because then there's that you finally land the big fish and like, oh, I didn't realize what I was getting myself into. So talking to these would-be suppliers, this is a great opportunity to get in front of the Walmart buyer. How can 8th and Walton kind of help out with some of the things you just mentioned?
It's a great question. So whether it's before the meeting or even after the meeting, as you said, we have a great team of experts here in the world of supply chain and replenishment, e-commerce, item file, category management, analytics, whatever those needs are, we can be used before the meeting for that prep and then after the meeting. And it's not just for those suppliers, and whether it's a would-be supplier, as you said, or also suppliers that already have distribution in Walmart can come back for this open call. When they walk out of that meeting, if they've received a no or more likely a not yet, we can help build that story for the next year and help prepare for the next year. And if they walk out with that yes, then again, all our experts will be at their disposal with supply chain replenishment, because there's nothing like seeing your product on the shelf for the first time, but there are so many steps between that yes and actually seeing your product on the shelf that we can help with.
So for the brand new suppliers who are thinking about coming to the summit and the potentially, we hope, brand new suppliers that are going to come to the summit, any advice for them walking in?
Well, my first piece of advice would be, please let us help you, because we've got some great experts here with 200 years of combined service working for Walmart and or suppliers. Our team has been on collectively on dozens of line reviews. We know what buyers are looking for, and we can help. But I think come as ready as you can with your product. Have your stories ready. We know of one supplier who gained placement because they want a taste test. So make sure you're putting your best foot forward on everything you're bringing to them.
So again, that is the Walmart Made in the USA open call. It's coming up June the 28th, the Walmart corporate office right across the street from us. Chris, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to follow this. So best of luck. Let us know if we can have any suppliers on. We'd love to hear their stories as well.
That would be great.
All right, I'm back to the studio. Coming, Emma. Hold on 1 second. She's paging me. Do you hear that? She's paging me. Am I the last guy with a pager? All right, I'm almost there. All right, thank you, Emma. We are back in the studio. My thanks to Chris Kerner for bringing us up to speed on that. And what are we doing now, Emma? Oh, you know what's coming up a little bit later in the show? We had a chance a couple of weeks ago to visit with Mr. Tony D'Onofrio. Tony is the Chief Customer Officer for Tyco. Absolutely fascinating if you're interested in where technology and security. You know, it's not enough to get your product into a Walmart store, but also preventing shrink. And how do you protect it from theft and all the new technologies that are out there? Where are we going in the next few years? Tony D'Onofrio visited with us about that. We've got a great conversation with him coming up a little bit later. Get out on LinkedIn and follow Tony. Read his articles. He's absolutely fascinating. It was great to have him here in studio, and you're going to love that interview. Right now, tell you what, let's take a look at a couple of headlines. Now, you know how much I love keeping up with this Amazon versus Walmart virtual chess match for dominance, and it's Walmart's move this time. This is really interesting, borderline creepy. Check this out. Walmart has a patent application for sensor technologies. You know how Amazon has this dash button? Okay, so this is Walmart kind of moving into that territory. The sensor technologies for Walmart products would track how much, for example, detergent a family has used or when their milk is about to expire. And then the system could use sensors, which are in your home, for products like toothpaste, milk, razors, consumables, you know, to trigger an automatic delivery of another box or even suggest related products that you can buy, all while collecting consumer behavior data to tailor marketing. So the idea is you purchase a carton of milk, and if you haven't drank it by the use-by date, you get a reminder that you better drink it really fast or you better get a new one delivered. Walmart's patent filing, it also describes the system is going to have a variety of these sensor technologies inside the products and inside homes, like, you know, barcode scanners and Bluetooth technology and radio frequencies to track how often a product is used and where it moves around in the home. Now, here's where I disagree. This is where I just don't understand this part of the application. The patent application says that clothing could be tagged and tracked as it enters a person's home for the first time. The system could track the clothes going into a washing machine to help predict the number of times the clothes are worn and washed. And when a certain threshold, which is set by the manufacturer, has been met, so like after you wash a t-shirt X number of times, well, new sets of clothes will be automatically ordered. See, this is where I think this is not going to work. The retailers and the manufacturers don't understand how some of us wear clothes. Okay, if you've ever listened to this podcast before, you understand a punchline's coming up, right? I've got a little snarky thing that I'm about to say. The problem with this is, I know we've got millennials and Gen Xers and baby boomers that listen to the podcast, and I didn't want to alienate anyone with my big punchline to this, so I'm going to give you a few, and you just pick the one that's appropriate for you. Okay, here we go. See, the manufacturers just don't understand that there are a lot of us that don't throw a t-shirt out after a few washes. I mean, to this day, I still have a t-shirt in my closet that says Team Edward. To this day, I still have a t-shirt in my closet that says, Frankie, say relax. To this day, I still have a t-shirt in my closet that says, who shot JR? To this day, I still have a t-shirt in my closet that says, I like Ike. Did we cover everyone? Okay, good. Moving on. You know what a lot of my friends are into right now? It's getting these box meals at the house and fixing them up fresh, you know, like the Blue Apron and the HelloFresh. You know who's getting in on this action? It's our friends over at Kroger. Kroger recently announced that they are launching a new line of meal kits called Prep-Paired. Like prepared, but two words, Prep-Paired. The price for their meal kits, $14, and they're designed to serve two people. They're right now being tested in four Cincinnati stores and for online ordering and pickup via Kroger's checklist service. So we'll keep an eye on that. Kroger moving into the Blue Apron type business. Interesting. The last thing I want to let you know about here in the old headline segment is Cabela's. Cabela's reported disappointing sales for its first quarter. I could sit here and I could run down all these percentages and decimal points and millions and all, but just it's down. Everything is down. Online catalog, down. Same store sales, down. Net income, down. Earnings, down. You name it, down. What is Cabela's going to do next? Bass Pro Shops is expected to acquire the retail arm of Cabela's for about $5 billion. They've been trying to do this for a little while. They've hit a few snags, and it's still under the review by the FTC, but sometime in 2017, that acquisition is expected to happen. We'll keep you posted on Cabela's going to Bass Pro Shops. Okay, now the moment you've been waiting for. I had the honor of visiting with Mr. Tony D'Onofrio on a recent episode of Focus on Suppliers. Tony is the Chief Customer Officer for Tyco, and we talked about security and where things are going in the virtual world. And he's absolutely fascinating to talk to. And so we're going to play a little bit of that for you now. Emma, would you cue up cut number five? Cut number five, Tony D. Great to see you again, sir.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here with you.
Always, always pleasure to have you here. When I was on the Tyco website, I actually saw the phrase integrated security solutions. What does integrated security mean?
Well, integrated is a very simple term. It really what it means is that we're taking multiple layers of technology and making them work together in an integrated system. If you look at the industry where it's evolving, there's a new concept called the Internet of Things that's getting a lot of buzzword. It's really an extension of that. It's taking devices, connecting them, and by connecting them, actually making them smarter in terms of the value that they deliver to a retailer in terms of, for example, an EAS system speaking to a video system, an intruder system. All these technologies, when you add them all together, bring you stronger value and stronger deterrence. And when it comes to crime, it actually attacks the crime better.
As far as the other trends that you're seeing in security for your business, what are other things that we're seeing?
Well, there are a couple. One is, of course, the Internet of Things. We're seeing, again, all devices being connected and the store itself getting a lot more censored. But data analytics is really expanding dramatically around the world. Those sensors are generating data, and as those sensors generate data, they get analyzed. And there's an evolution taking place today from the data analytics now moving into predictive analytics. And then a third one to me that I'm seeing more and more is the camera itself. When it's looking at an image, it's not just taking a picture now. It's actually that image is being analyzed and those bits and are actually becoming zeros and ones. And they're creating smart images in terms of what shoppers are doing inside of stores, where they're going, what they're buying, and actually really enhancing the customer experience in the process.
You touch on customer experience. So we've got customers that are shopping in the brick and mortar stores. We have more and more customers shopping online. What is that link between great customer service, that customer experience, and then the level of security?
It's a balance. And I do think from really the focus should always be on the consumer and the shopper and getting to that right balance for the store and also for the online products coming into the store to make sure that you actually balance how you protect the store and actually not detract from the shopping experience. We have seen examples where you go too much in the security. Too much security can actually prevent sales and decrease sales. So you want to get to the right balance of optimizing your technologies. Integration, for example, being a perfect example that we just talked about. When you do those types of things and you get to the right balance, then you're optimized.
One of the things we talk about is delivery itself, a big vulnerable part for theft, whether it's delivery to a store or now ordering something off the internet and having it delivered to the home. What are those security steps that we can take to prevent theft at the point of delivery?
So there's, again, all kinds of technologies that can be applied. The video is a good example of that that gets applied. There's also new solutions that we've deployed, such as unattended delivery, to facilitate the actual delivery process after hours to make sure that you're not actually taking time out of the backdoor process from the sales activities that are going on the floor. So video technologies, access control, GPS, video analytics, all those are new solutions that are getting applied to actually improve the entire process.
And for any supplier out there, Tony, top of mind, what do they always need to remember when thinking about security?
that it's a partnership. It's not an us and them. Security is there to make sure that the stores are protected, that sales actually go up as the stores are protected, that the consumer has a seamless buying experience when they walk into the store. They actually enjoy the shopping experience. And for the supplier, that means having the products on the shelf at the right time for that consumer to buy.
All right, Tony, always great to see you. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
And there it is. You know what that music means. It's time to end another conference call. Hey, this is Jared Davis. We appreciate you joining us each and every week right here in the little podcast. Make sure you make it a great week for your colleagues by keeping your emails under 4 sentences and way under 500 kilobytes.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of Ethan Walton or its management. If you have comments or suggestions about this program, contact us at jared@nathanwalton.com, 479-715-6700, or at ethanwalton.com. Ethan Walton, Inc. is in no way associated with or endorsed by Walmart Stores, Inc. or its affiliates. All references to Walmart Stores, Inc., as well as its affiliates, trademarks, and brands, are used in accordance with the Fair Use Doctrine and are not intended to imply that Ethan Walton, Inc. is a Walmart Stores, Inc. vehicle for advertising or for any other commercial purpose.